Town Board Meeting, February 3rd, 2016.
Call the meeting to order.
Councilman Munger?
Present.
Councilman Genzel?
Present.
Supervisor Ballo?
Here.
Councilman Boardway?
Present.
Councilman Keating?
Present.
Supervisor Ballo, Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number one is under preliminary matters. We have no issues under preliminary matters to take care of. Item number two under regular business is the correction and adoption of minutes from January 20th, 2016. Councilman Boardway.
And thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We had the opportunity to review our minutes from January 20th of 2016. They appear accurate, requiring no changes, additions, or deletions, and I move they be adopted.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
No.
Supervisor Ballo?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
That's fine. Item number two is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilman Keating?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve the fund bills totaling the amount of $33,934.87.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballo?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three is correspondence. We have no correspondence tonight. Item number four under new business, request from the floor for 3 minutes. Mrs. Carr.
My name is Joyce Carr. I live at 7231 Boston State Road. Many years ago, I was town clerk in this town under five supervisors. Every supervisor that I worked with realized that the town clerk's job is the most important job in the town. If you're new in town, you go to the town clerk to get information. It is time to collect taxes, and that takes three people. I had one deputy. The Parks Department sent one person to help me, and also Leo, who still cleans here, he would come up to help me. That's how many people it took. I didn't have a stamp machine, but it's really upsetting me. People are coming up to me saying, what is happening in the town? And the grocery store was the first place, and then the drugstore. And I was out to eat a Friday night, 5 days after my daughter was buried. Somebody said to me, what is happening in the town of Boston? That really upset me. So I thought, I'm going to come and talk to the town board to let them know that this town is really upset about what is happening. And I'm going to ask you if you would all sit down together, the town clerk, all the town board, and if you would try to iron out these problems. I know it's not a problem with town business. It's a personal problem, and it should have no effect on the town business at all. And if you would just sit down and talk and try to get this ironed out, because it's affecting the town, and I know that Jennifer has a lot of support, and I would be, if I was you, I'd be worried. So this is what I'm asking, that you sit down with each other, and all of you sit down and discuss it, and forget the personal problems, and think of the people in the town of Boston. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Scott.
Thank you, Mrs. Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen. Althea Killeen, Cole Road in Boston. And I am... Up closer? I don't know. Does that work?
Yeah. Yep. It helps the tape machine pick it up.
I'm sorry. I'm Althea Killeen, live on Cole Road in the town of Boston. And my point of coming tonight is to get an update on the status of the situation with the community services request for a building permission on the corner of Umphalus and Cole. And I'm hoping that the town is engaged in considering reaching out to members of the legal community that are skilled with this very sophisticated and not well practiced and not well known area of law where Article 78 proceedings. And so I just, if I could, if we could hear what the current status is on that court proceeding.
Okay, Althea, we had discussed downstairs. This matter has been going on for about 13 months now.
Yeah.
We're going to have an informational hearing with some of the members of the town board and myself, hopefully next Thursday or Friday. And then we'll go through the whole process, how it started, what we've done, where we are now, what we can expect in the future. And I'll be able to lay it out to everybody at once. And I think that's a good way to do it. We'll probably run the list off of those that the supervisor's office has a list of emails in the office. And those who gave us the emails would be getting an email and notice of the date and time of the meeting. But I would suspect that I'd rather do it sooner than later, probably Thursday or Friday. And I think the Dawn would probably know as a supervisor by the end of the week, I would think.
Yeah, and then I'll send out an email.
That sounds really practical and constructive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Althea. Thank you. We'll take that up at the meeting.
Yep. Thank you, Althea. Yep. All right, I make a motion to close the floor.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Okay. Item number two under new business, Tracy Hirsch requests to attend the NYPF conference.
What is NYPF?
It is a conference, it's his conference registration that he has that they're holding in Saratoga. Tracy, I think, is part of our zoning board for further education on it.
New York Planning Federation. NYPF is New York
Planning Federation.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, there was a request from Mr. Tracy Hirsch, a member of our ZBA, to attend and be funded for the training in Saratoga Springs. I would like to make a motion that we accept and fund him for the training on the dates through April 17th through the 19th.
And second, with clarification, that will be based with the proper town agreed upon per diem rates, and I second the motion.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number three, Resolution 2016-03, multi-jurisdictional. I know, jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Bear with me, folks. I'll read this through to get it, make sure it gets into the minutes. It's Resolution 2016-03, multiple jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. At the regular meeting of the Town Board of the Town of Boston, Erie County, New York, held at the Boston Town Hall, 8500 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, on the third day of February 2016 at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Prevailing Time, there was present Supervisor Martin A. Ballow, myself, Councilman J.P. Boardway, Councilman Jason A. Kenning, and Councilman Zachary A.W. Munger. I present the following resolution, move for its adoption. Whereas the Town of Boston, with the assistance from URS Corporation, has gathered information and prepared the Erie County, New York Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan update, called The Plan, and whereas the plan has been prepared in accordance with the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, and whereas the Town of Boston is a local unit of government that has afforded the citizens the opportunity to comment and provide input in the plan and the actions of the plan. Whereas the Town of Boston has reviewed the plan and affirms that the plan will be updated no less than every 5 years. Now therefore be it resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Boston adopts the Erie County, New York Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan update as the jurisdiction's natural hazard mitigation plan and resolves to execute the action in the plan. Do I have a second for this resolution?
Well, I'll second that.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number four is appointment to a Register of Vital Statistics. I make a motion to table this. It gives the other councilmen time to review their stuff and get back to me on next week so they can make a plan on it.
Second.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Aye.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Item number four, we have no business, nothing under old business tonight. Item number five, reports and presentation, Town Clerk.
Just a reminder that Tuesday, February 16th from 2:30 to 7 p.m. in the community room will be the unit's blood drive. All donors will receive a certificate for $5 off a breakfast at Bella Pizza in Boston. And also on Sunday, February 7th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be the annual Boy Scout Pancake Breakfast. This year it will be held here at the Town Hall. And it's adults are $6.50, children are from 5 to 12 are 4, and under 4 years of age is free. Come on out and support our Boy Scouts this Sunday. And I do have one more comment in regards to the Registrar of Vital Statistics. This issue has been brought up well over a week ago, and this is an appointment that is normally held by the town clerk and has been for well over 30 years. When I put this appointment on the agenda for myself to be reappointed, I was told to remove my name and that someone else had applied. Nobody has ever reapplied for this, or nobody has ever applied for this position before but the town clerk. But the supervisor requested that I remove my name. Why?
We don't put names on when we're doing appointments.
Yes, we do.
So.
Yes, we do. And
thank
I can
you,
show
Tom.
You many agendas where we have reappointments with their name.
I appreciate it.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you.
But anyway, my name was removed because apparently there was another applicant. If there's another applicant, then that's fine. If the town board feels that this new applicant is better qualified or more qualified to take care of the position, then the position needs to be appointed. Waiting, my term expired December 31st, so we have no registrar at this point. The town board has had this information. Mr. Boardway has already told us who he wants to recommend, but for some reason now it's being tabled. The state takes their records and their vitals very seriously, and keeping these records secure and safe and having somebody to do that needs to be done, like, pronto. So why they're tabling it, I'm just letting everybody know it makes no sense. They know what they're doing. They know who they want. So they need to make the appointment and take care of the business that needs to be taken care of, that has been taken care of for the last 40, 50 years within this town. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Town attorney.
I don't think I have anything, Mr. Supervisor.
Councilman.
Yes, I would just like to remind everybody, we gave permission for the Historical Society to use the building on March the 1st at 6 p.m. for their potluck. They have asked me to please invite the public. So if at 6 o'clock on Tuesday the 1st you are available, please make a dish to pass. Come on out. And I hear that there's going to be a great speaker that is going to talk to us about historical plane crashes in Boston. I didn't know there was any plane crashes in Boston, so I will learn. I will learn. See, this is, learning is a good thing. Also, I'm sure that many of you have noticed that there was some rain last night, and we are in the process of working on getting some log jams taken care of as to prevent further flooding. So that is in works and will be taken care of shortly.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Gonzalez.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. From the engineering standpoint, we received the plans for the curb for the town hall. They're ready for bid. I have forwarded the plans on to the supervisor. The sign at the front of, at the entrance to the town, is within the right-of-way of the Boston State Road. The DOT will not allow us to replace that due to their strict regulations. We will be trying to slide that sign into private property and see how that goes. The turnaround up at Chestnut Lane has been moved and staked. It is ready for the landowners to take a look at, the landowner to take a look at, and we will go from there. The fire companies for the totals for January, Boston responded to 5 calls, North Boston responded to 6, Patchen responded to 13, and the Boston EMS responded to 50. I also received and filed the minutes from the Boston Cold and Fire Council. They had their meeting on January 25th. Representatives from all of our fire companies attend that meeting with Cold and Fire Company. They work very well together and have worked on a recent structure fire together. They also share the oxygen bank at the Boston Fire Hall. A couple of announcements here. As the clerk had said, the pancake breakfast, I always support that event and look forward to it every year. And we're always looking for quality members for all of our boards. If anybody's interested, please send in a letter of interest. And that's all I have for this evening, Mr. Supervisor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Boardway. Just trying to figure out how much time. Please. Ms. Carr, just to briefly answer you, and it's got to be very brief, with your specific question. There were two prior employees, a part-time clerk and a full-time clerk, in the clerk's office. They are no longer
employees. They were deputy town clerks, not clerks.
They were no longer employees of the town of Boston.
Clarifying.
Okay. That ship has sailed. This board, actually these 5 members, hired 2 new part-time clerks to staff that office. Okay.
Why? They're not deputies.
What happens is these two ladies come up every single morning and they approach the town clerk and say, we're assigned to work here, we're in your budget, please give us our work to do. And she refuses every day and sends them back downstairs.
That's correct, actually because they're not deputies. They were hired by you, not my
name. Okay. So that is the current holdup there.
And they will never be let into my office.
You
had
really
to send to talk, town clerk.
It's kind of up to her.
That job
so.
Never right. Have been advertised.
No.
That's up to Jennifer to say who she wants in that office.
Well, you can, unfortunately,
and you're saying now, Councilman, well, right. They could be in there, but we wouldn't pay them.
Only the town board can hire town employees. The town clerk can appoint give titles to people, basically. Okay, but she can't hire anyone.
They wouldn't have lived in.
Okay. Yeah, but I just want to make it clear to you exactly what's going on because a lot of misinformation is being spread around town. But again, this
the
is
correct information is being told to people that ask.
Clerks that were assigned to that
you're
office.
You're telling me that someone
could you answer
who has
her
never done any work in that office can go in there and help her collect taxes?
What we did is we actually gave them full-time hours for the first 2 weeks so they could be properly trained. The clerk refused to
train
them.
We had people in there that were properly trained.
I have to keep moving on.
And the supervisor, unfortunately, has a commitment that we have to move on from.
Of course. You want to avoid the questions being asked to you by the residents.
You had your chance to talk. It's his turn, please.
You have a resident standing in front of you asking a question, Supervisor Gallo.
You can address her after. We had open floor.
And nothing else.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Councilman Keating. Councilman Keating.
All right. One thing I do want to reach out to let everybody know. I'm the liaison for the cable TV for our town. A lot of people have asked why we do not have Verizon Files Television. There's been a lot of debate on whether it's regards to a non-compete clause or what the scenario is. I reached out to Verizon just last week and spoke with their government affairs representative. His name is Chip Lawrence. Fantastic conversation. The downside to it is that they as in Verizon, has no intent on bringing Verizon Fios television to our area. Has nothing to do with a non-compete clause. Unfortunately, it is not a moneymaker for them. As surprising as that may be, it costs them a lot of money to drop the fiber optic cable into, you know, onto poles. But they say that because of people pulling the plug nowadays and streaming content, they're looking at the 5G service, which essentially would pertain to your smartphones, your tablets, or essentially a wireless service. And that's where the money is, and unfortunately, us as residents are not going to be getting Verizon Fios television in our area. Actually, you know what? According to Chip, it's a great question. I did ask that question. I wanted to,
I was thinking it's a long distance between one house and the next, as opposed to the city where you're...
So it doesn't... the way Chip explained it to me is that the fiber's already at the pole. So any of us that have it at the pole, literally, he said, I can set it at a computer. He goes, if you had it, he said, literally, four keystrokes on my computer, you have it at your house. We just need a tech to go out and confirm it. That's it. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that it's not a moneymaker for them. And he said, unfortunately, because they have to staff customer service hours, et cetera, he said, when you break it down, he said, unfortunately, he said, it boils down the money. He goes, it's a business decision. It has nothing to do with the town or a town attorney or anybody else. It's just that's what it is. So that was the information.
The program ends at like Ward, if I'm not mistaken.
That I don't
know. My friends that live right there, they're like the last house to get it.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's what I found out. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to speak with them, you know, regarding that. The only other piece of information I have real quick is our Conservation Advisory Council will be meeting on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. I was the past chairman for that. We do need members, so if anybody's interested in attending, it is a public forum, so please feel free to come on out and check out the Conservation Advisory Council, see if you want to become a member. We host the local fishing derby every year, which has been a fantastic success. Last year, we had almost 120 children register for that event. It was fantastic. You know, the board had supplied prizes. We reached out to other local businesses to look for donations, and it was a great event. So that's all I have. Thank you,
Councilman. I have nothing to report tonight, so I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Councilman Munger?
Aye.
Councilman Genzel?
Yes.
Supervisor Ballow?
Yes.
Councilman Boardway?
Yes.
Councilman Keating?
Yes.
Motion's carried.
Jeffrey.